Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back. We literally have a handful of days left this year. As of this recording, we have, probably 11 days left. After I am finished here, I'm going to go have a Christmas present wrapping party with my children. But I want to have this conversation about what are you ready to let go of before we step into this next year? Let's shed some things that aren't honoring you to step into this next year. Unpacking 2021 is an important moment in time to take for yourself and really think about what is it that you can let go of before you go into the next year. I was with some girlfriends this last week, and we have this annual tradition where we get together, we have lunch and have our own little Christmas party, gift exchange, and we've done it for many years. These are my girlfriends from high school that I just adore. But a couple of my friends were saying that they think it's sad when December is over and that January is depressing. I know a lot of people think that, and that it's super normal for people to kind of have that letdown. It's like when you're planning something exciting, like a wedding or a trip, and afterwards it's like, oh, it's over, right? So a lot of people feel that with the holidays. But for me, I, on the other hand, don't feel that way. I love January. I love setting goals. I love that fresh start, the clean slate. I love putting the year behind me and really looking forward to where we're going. So although I love setting goals, I also think it's really important to be intentional with leaving the stuff we've picked up from the year before we step into the next. I started doing this ritual years ago, and I realize how life-changing it is. And that is when you are about to approach the new year, you really reflect, you get quiet, you slow down, and you get into a space of reflection, picking up the beautiful gifts from the year that we've just had and really getting intentional. It can be a really wonderful time to release things that aren't honoring you and do a really good self-check, contemplating your own navel and really thinking about what it is that you want to bring into the next year and what you want to leave. So asking yourself those questions such as, what am I ready to release? What do you want to let go of? Maybe there's beliefs that you're holding or relationships that aren't honoring you. Maybe some unwanted pounds you want to shed or unhealthy habits. Maybe it's actual physical things that you want to do a good feng shui revamp, letting go of a bunch of items that are cluttering your space and holding you back. In this episode, we're going to dive into looking at our lives and thinking about what we want to let go of, both physically and energetically. I'm going to get your wheels spinning so that over the next few days that we have left in 2021, you are ruminating on these things and allowing them to come to the surface so that you can release them. The first part I want you to think of is your physical space. Go through your space, do a good cleaning out that closet. We do this in the spring. You know, we've got that whole spring cleaning reset, which feels so amazing. But it's really great to do this before stepping into the new year. A lot of times people don't really think about that in the winter, but going through and really clearing out your clutter, your junk, opening windows, opening doors. I know it's cold outside for most people, but it's really important to get that energy moving, that chi flow going, and doing a good clearing and reset. So throw out old stale food from your refrigerator, your pantry, clear out from under your beds. You know, over time, things end up getting under there. And what that does is it really creates a stagnant energy. And so clear out under the beds, in the closets, you know, do as much as you can. I know it's a busy time of year, but do as much as you can to just do a good decluttering of your space. A good time to do this is when you put away all your holiday decor and you can just do a thorough reset on your space. One of the biggest rules of feng shui is to clear out your clutter. When we have a bunch of clutter around us, it's harder for us to get into that creative space. It's harder for us to think clearly. It drains our energy and keeps us stuck. So clear out that physical clutter. Okay, the second part of this, now that you've looked at the physical part, what do you want to let go of energetically? There's always something. I have been really in the personal growth space for many years. I've been reading books and working on myself since I was probably about 20 years old. And there's always something. So even though, you know, I'm 25 years into my personal growth journey, there's still things that I'm finding that I go, oh, wow, Jen, that's not an honoring belief or that's an unhealthy habit you've picked up over the years. It's time to let it go. So when we're intentional, when we're good at looking at ourselves and really stepping back and becoming that keen observer, then we can continue to grow. And that's really what this journey is all about. Maybe you're holding a belief that you're ready to shift. Maybe you've got habits that you're ready to leave behind in 2021. Maybe you're ready to let go of an emotion that you've been holding, leaving pain or shame in the past. Think about what it is that isn't honoring you. So when I ask those questions, you know, what comes up for you? What does your mind go right to? Usually, you know, there's something. So I was with a dear friend yesterday and we were having breakfast and she was telling me about someone she's been really angry with. She has every right to be angry with this person. It's totally valid and it's actually really important to feel our emotions, but it's now been a couple years and it's time to move on. So we, of course, got in a nitty-gritty coaching conversation right there, which I drive my husband crazy because we can't go to a party without me delving into people's relationships and all of the things because it just ends up that way. You know, they start to tell me these things going on in their life and I love it. I love tackling those issues and it's what I do, right? But I asked her this question that I really saw an energetic shift in her eyes the minute I said this. And I asked her if the person that she's holding anger for matters more to her than her husband and children. She immediately laughed and said, no, of course not. My family matters more. And I know this might be hard to hear, but if you're harboring anger and focusing on that person, it's hurting you. It's hurting your family. It's hurting those people that you truly love, that you are committed to, that you are the most loyal to. And it's not hurting that person that you're angry at. It's most likely they could care less and they're not even thinking about you. I asked her to look me in the eyes, open up her mind and heart, and really let that sink in. I asked her to shift. In that very moment, right then, right there, to decide to take back her power. I asked her that by the time we walked out of that restaurant, if she would leave it behind, take her power back after 2 years, choose to take the energy she's been giving that person that she's been so angry with that wronged her and her family. And take that energy and channel it into where she's going and what she wants for her family and channel it to a higher level, a higher vibration. She said yes. She was ready to feel better. She was ready to channel that energy into her husband and beautiful children. She was ready to choose to stop focusing on this other person that didn't deserve her attention anymore. I got a text from her later that evening, and she said she couldn't believe the difference and how much lighter she feels. Now, I share this story with you because we are that powerful. It's a simple choice. It's important to feel our anger, or sadness, or pain, but don't stay there. Please, you deserve better. You know, many times we get stuck in those emotions of anger and we stay there sometimes for years. I remember an example of this woman who she was married and her husband ended up having an affair with his secretary and they ended up getting divorced and her husband married his secretary. And I remember witnessing this woman and how bitter and angry she got and how every time I would see her, she would talk about her ex-husband and you could just see this anger within her. And it literally destroyed her. As far as I'm concerned, she allowed him to take her life from her. She's still existing, but she's definitely not living. And for years, I mean, this probably happened 30 years ago, but she fell into a deep depression and spent her days literally in bed for years. I don't see her anymore. It's been many years since I've seen her, but I remember witnessing that and just thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that's sad. And it would be so beautiful for her to learn some really valuable lessons from that experience and heal and move forward and let it go, leave it behind, right? So we're that powerful and it's okay to feel the pain, but then get up and move on. Don't stay there. Please, you deserve better. We all do. Going back to my dear friend, you know, she made that decision right then and there in that coffee shop to energetically shift. And it's going to take her a moment when her mind goes to this person because it's now become a habit after a couple of years. But she already has massively energetically shifted right then and there in that coffee shop. She chose to do that. And now she's going to need to support that and follow it up. But she didn't have to spend years going forward mulling it over, figuring it out of once she made that choice, it's like she didn't have to go, okay, now I've made the choice. Now what do I do about it? How do I change? She didn't have to go to therapy or go have an exorcist performed, any mojo on her. She's her own guru, right? She could make that choice. She's that powerful and it's done. She could choose to make that decision right then and there. And she did. I always love that quote. She remembered who she was, and then the game changed. And this applies to everyone. Anyone that knows me, I'm not that woman who's just about women empowerment. I, of course, love women empowerment, but I also know men are equally important and they're equally powerful. And so he remembered who he was, and the game changed. She remembered who she was, and the game changed. It really applies to any and all of us. And that's the truth. Because as soon as we remember how powerful, how strong, how magical we are, then the game of life changes. And I know that she shifted energetically in that moment. So what are you ready to shift? What are you ready to leave behind? The end of this year is such a beautiful opportunity to reflect, to slow down, to look at your life, to get intentional, to see what the beautiful gifts that the year has brought, and some that haven't been so beautiful, of course. But what have you received this year? What have you gained? And what are the things that have happened that you don't necessarily want to continue to focus on and bring with you? It's time, love. You can make that choice right here, right now. But if you're just spending life not looking within and just going, okay, where are we going? What are we going to do next? What are my goals and intentions for next year? My resolutions, whatever you want to call them, and not slowing down, going within and deciding what you want to leave. It's so, so beautiful. So I'll leave you with asking these important questions to release your year. I'll also link a printout that you can do a 2021 release below. So I'll ask you, what have been your biggest challenges this year? What have been your biggest accomplishments? What has caused you the most pain, sadness, frustration, or anger? What have been your biggest joys, laughter, and precious moments? What has brought you the most peace? What are you most grateful for in 2021? What have you learned about yourself, the world, and others this year? Take that time for yourself. Answer these questions and let's step into the next year. Make it a beautiful year. All right, my loves, have a great week and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.